playing some music. After missing live and in-person music last year, because of you know why, Honk Bands once again brought joy and merriment to Davis Square on the Saturday of what is now officially Indigenous Peoples Weekend. With the pandemic still with us, this year's festival was somewhat different than years past. Safety protocols were in place, but organizers turned out to their advantage. Gone were the bands being flown in from around the country, and indeed around the world. All bands were local enough that they could go home and sleep in their own beds at the end of the day. This led to a much smaller carbon footprint for the festival. And with climate change being a prime concern, Honk of course being an activist festival as well as a music festival, this was something worth noting. Also, crowd size was a concern. So rather than have the usual all-day blowout in Davis Square, it was decided to branch out to other communities, many of whom are underserved. This had two benefits. One, keeping crowd size not too overwhelming, and two, bringing honk music and fun to neighborhoods that otherwise would not experience it. Nubian Square in Roxbury was a second hub for Honk 2021. This also permitted honk bands to engage directly with local community issues. Davis Square was still the kickoff point, and the second line Social Aid and Pleasure Society brass band led the way.
We'll be right back.
second line Social Aid and Pleasure Society Brass Band performing in Davis Square, opening Honkfest 2021. After their set, the Honkfest Organizing Committee had some proclamations and a note about Indigenous Peoples Day. Here's Honkfest member Denny Laurent.
We celebrate the rich cultural heritage of our Indigenous communities, and we honor and respect the resilience and fortitude of the Indigenous people who continue to be connected to the land on which we gather. We understand that simple acknowledgement is insufficient and pledge to increase our awareness of continuing injustices and to devote our talent and resources to participating in corrective actions wherever possible.
Honkfest organizer John Bell paid tribute to outgoing Somerville Mayor Joseph Codaturni.
We started the Honk Festival many years ago with the strong support of Mayor Joseph Codaturni. Who is, as you may know, is stepping down from his exalted position, and who knows what will happen next. We've made a proclamation here to express our gratitude to Mayor Codaturni. Whereas Mayor Joseph Codaturni, from the very beginning of the Somerville Honk Festival in 2006, has shown extraordinary and consistent support for our activist community street band festival in Davis Square, working with us to coordinate City of Somerville services and Somerville Arts Council support for this festival, even to the extent of honking himself on his own horn at our opening ceremonies, thus defining Somerville as a city with deep understanding of the value of music, activism, and community engagement, and setting a civic example for a honk movement that has now spread to cities around the world on many continents. We of the Honk Festival Organizing Committee hereby express our deep thanks and gratitude, wishing Joe all the best with his future endeavors and hoping he will honk together with us soon. Signed, the Somerville Honk Festival Organizing Committee. So now, shall we do the ceremonial?
John, thanks to the organizing committee. I didn't do anything. We have a sort of unwritten rule on my team is give us your craziest ideas and tell us no one's ever done it. And who better than the arts community? Fluff Fest, Porch Fest, Honk, you name it, the drag race. I mean, I don't know about all of you, but last week in Porch Fest, everything that we're able to do and reward our community for doing the right things to take on the pandemic, getting vaccinated, watching out for another has been medicinal, it has been healing. Where would we be without the arts in any community? Certainly in Somerville, I am. So it is a true story when they, you know, I accept this on behalf of everyone in Somerville. We have a saying, our freaks are better than yours. Today is quite evident of that. It's been an honor and a privilege, and I'm going to just enjoy every day now and down the road, all these events, and we're going to be out of this uncertain time soon. We're much better than we were a year ago, but please remember there are a lot of folks who are still suffering. There are a lot of people who've lost loved ones. We lost now 91 people as of yesterday here in Somerville, more than 700,000 people in this nation. So let's not forget, there are a lot of other folks here who are important to us. We'll never get back. Let's not forsake them, all that we lost. But let's take what we've done here together, and this isn't mine, it's all of you. Thank you. Whatever we do in this city is the product of many hands. Let's double down on it. Let's, you know, Dini said some great things, because we speak with our values when we speak with art and who we are and our activism. And Somerville is one of the top most 15 influential cities in America, not because of the government, because of all of you. You are truly freaking. I love you all. I will see you tonight. Make sure you're here. Thanks.
My friend Reavy is going to say a few words about Phil Revis.
Thank you, Denny. Even if you grew up in Somerville, you might not have heard about Phil Rivas Sr. That's about to change. Phil could have been just one more high school student at Somerville High, but there are a number of things that set him apart. For one thing, he was good at the high jump. He was so good that at 5'9.5" tall, he actually cleared a jump that was 6'9.5" tall, becoming the first high jumper to clear a jump that was 1 foot taller than he was. His abilities earned him a slot on the 1956 Olympic team. And in 1958, he was pictured on the cover of Sports Illustrated for his feats. After all this, he returned to Somerville, where he became a teacher and a mentor. Now at 84, Phil spends half the year in Macau, where he performs with his jazz band, The Bridge, and the other half of the year in Somerville, where his family has lived here since his grandfather, who was born into slavery, moved here in the late 1800s during Reconstruction. After all these years, Phil Sr. is finally being recognized. Recently, the city's memorialization committee voted unanimously to name the athletic field at the new high school after Phil Rivas. And here is a plaque we want to present on behalf of Phil Rivas, present to his family. This is Joe. This is Phil on the cover of Sports Illustrated, clearing 6'9.5". This is Phil performing with his band, The Bridge, in Macau. And best of all, here's Phil Jr. and Phil in their honk t-shirts. They're both avid honk fans. On the back, there's an inscription that says, "In recognition of and appreciation for all that you have done for Somerville, the Somerville Honk Festival Organizing Committee, October 9th, 2021. Thank you for being you."
After the brief ceremony, it was time to get back to the music and dancing. Gruversity, formerly known as Anova Brazil, is a percussion band from the local Brazilian community. I ran into some old JP friends, Joey and Frank. I asked them what brought them to Davis Square.
It's because we have friends who have recently moved into Somerville who invited us to come with them. And we've been out of town, so we didn't even know about Honk Fest, but we got an invitation from them, and it sounded great. So here we are, having a wonderful time.
So this is your first Honk Fest?
Yes, it is. Although we've lived down the street from a honk band for a long time.
Yeah, the JP has its own honk band.
Absolutely. We can hear them occasionally as we pass by.
Yeah, but first time that we've organized ourselves to get to Honk Festival, and it's wonderful.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Well, you're welcome.
Good to see you again.
I'm Amanda Ferry.
And you're from?
Somerville.
Okay, of course, yeah. How does it feel to have honk back?
Oh, I'm thrilled. This is my favorite weekend out of the year. I love coming to Honk and Davis Square. So I was really sad when it wasn't here last year. I understood why, but I really thrilled to have them back.
Excellent. And what do you think of the new concept of spreading Honk throughout the city?
Yeah, I understand why they're doing it for pandemic. I hope it's all back in Davis Square next year.
You like the more big festivities, I think.
Yeah, I don't want to have to go all over the city to see all my favorite bands.
Okay, well, how has it been so far today for you?
Well, we only got here about an hour ago. It's gorgeous weather, can't complain, and I love the music.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for talking to me, and enjoy your day.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Just as Grooversity finished their set, School of Honk came marching down the street and into the park.
Tatiana Ballantyne. I'm the Ward 7 City Councilor in Somerville, and I'm also candidate for mayor of Somerville.
Okay, thank you. Yes, she's running for mayor, and I asked her what she likes about Honk.
Building community, seeing people, that's one of the most wonderful things about Honk, and now that we're able to do it again, it makes people happy. I mean, you look, everybody around us have smiles on their faces. Let me just say this, the more we can get people out and enjoy themselves, feel part of community, I think that's a good thing.
Okay. We'll be right back. Terrence Grohman is another activist with Honk. I asked him how it felt to be back in the park with live music.
Well, it's great. It's still not the full thing, though. We're looking forward to next year when we can have the bands from all over the world again. You know, it's really, this is a great interim thing to have done. You know, given that the pandemic's still with us, we're very happy to have live bands and a great crowd. I mean, really good turnout. So.
Well, you're doing the best you can. So.
Yes. No. And something is better than nothing always. And this is the more of Honk you can get, the happier you'll be. So.
What do you think about the concept of spreading it out through the city this year?
Well, I think that's a good way to deal with the limitations. Is to make it turn them into an advantage. You know, turn them to do something a little new, like we did last year with the online stuff. You know, last year we did the international Honk United. This year we're doing it all over the area, even in Boston at Nubian Square. So it's, that's the great thing about Honk. It's all about flexibility. You know, you can go anywhere with it.
Congresswoman Anna Presley, who was also in attendance, expressed similar feelings.
Yeah, it feels extraordinary just to be, you know, here and be back in community and for us to be building community. I mean, you know, after such unprecedented hardship and just the challenges of being disconnected in the interest of the public health, to be able to be here in community, it feels incredible. And I love the music. I did do a little drum solo. Maybe I'll do an encore later. But I was just reminding all of them that the civil rights movement, every movement has foot soldiers, and every great movement has been fueled by the arts. There's no resistance without the arts. You know, and so this is how we build resiliency. This is what inspires the justice seekers. You see that happening here today. So this is community building, it's movement building, and it's just pure joy. And I'm here with my candidate for mayor, Katiana Ballantyne. So it's wonderful to be experiencing all of this with her.
Thank you. Well, you bring inspiration to us as well, so thank you for all you do.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being here. We're really happy we're here. We're gonna end with my voice giving out. No, we're gonna end with a song by Trombone Shorty. This is called Hurricane Season.
Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society Brass Band ended their set with this Trombone Shorty tune, but the festival carried on throughout the Boston area for the rest of the day and night. Reporting from Davis Square in Somerville, I am Chuck Brezina.
Social Enterprise Society Brass Band! Stick around, we're gonna move some things around, we're gonna get out of the way, and things will continue in a few minutes. See you soon. Happy House!